Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Are you a Minnesota artist who wants more time, more money, and more help to develop your voice, your work, or your exhibition record? Open to all early career artists in Minnesota, the deadline to apply for a 2018 Jerome Foundation Fellowship is Friday, September 15th. Joining us on Radio Gallery is the director of the Jerome Foundation Fellowships for Emerging Artists.
My name is Carrie Morgan, and I'm the gallery director at the Minneapolis College of Art and Design. And I also have the honor of being the program director for two different artist-focused fellowships. One is the Jerome Fellowship for Emerging Artists, and the other is the McKnight Visual Artist Fellowships.
What an amazing amount of new artists that come through your purview.
Yeah, it's actually pretty amazing. And at any one time, we are hosting two groups of McKnight Fellows. So that's 8 artists each, plus 5 Jerome Fellows. So we are actively working with 21 artists every day of the year. So it's super exciting, and it gives us a really great group of artists with which to learn about and help promote and learn from.
This opportunity renews itself every year, and the deadline for Minnesota artists to apply for the Jerome Foundation Fellowship is coming up.
Yes, so the Jerome Foundation Fellowship for Emerging Artists that MCAD has administered has actually been around since 1981. But we do actually have to reapply to host this program, this fellowship, every 2 years. And so it's actually not a given that it will continue into the future. So I really would encourage artists to apply this year if they never have applied before to create a generous opportunity for them. We select 5 fellows, and I'm not a part of the jury at all. In fact, we select 3 people who are arts professionals to be the jurors. 2 of them are always from out of state, and 1 of them is from in state. And we also try to get a cross-section of jurors so that they interact with the arts in different ways. One might be an artist, one might be an art historian or art critic, and 1 is an art curator, because these jurors kind of ask different questions about art and what it does, and they have different ways of assessing to them, you know, what is excellent art. There's obviously, it's a very subjective process, and so every year, too, the jurors change, and so there's always an opportunity to have your work looked at by highly esteemed professionals in the arts, but they always bring their own biases and predilections and life experiences to bear on their selection. So again, I always encourage people to apply. The Jerome in particular is for emerging or early career artists.
What would qualify as an emerging artist? How do you know that you fit in that category?
Right. No, that's a good question about the emerging status. And again, that's something that the Jerome Foundation in June kind of laid out new guidelines for. And as I say, they're moving away from the idea of emerging and trying to use the word early career to kind of better describe what it is they're looking for. There is no like hard numbers. The idea is that you're a professional artist, you cannot be a student, you cannot be enrolled in a degree-seeking art program. So we want to make sure you're out there and kind of working as a professional artist, and that this is your vocation, it's not a hobby. The idea of an early career is that, you know, you haven't been active probably for, you know, 20 or 30 years, because that's beyond emerging artist. And again, you might have a couple of exhibitions, but you're not going to have a lot of out-state recognition, and you won't have a lot of, if any, solo shows outside of the state. And I do want to just point out what you get as a Jerome Fellow. They are exciting awards. You get a $12,000 cash award that you can use however best suits your practice and what you need most. You also have the opportunity to meet with a local critic in the state who will do studio visits with you and write an essay about you and your work for the exhibition catalog. You also get to choose a Minnesota arts professional you want to have a one-on-one appointment with and studio visit. And you also have the chance, while there's an exhibition at the end, the idea is you're giving time and money, and hopefully you will be making new work for display at MCAD Gallery. That show always happens in October and November of the next year. And so along with this exhibition, we fly in usually a national curator to come and see your work and to talk about like next steps. So it's both a production grant in a way that you're going to be making new work, and we have a venue for you to show your work. We also want to help disseminate your work. We're providing a catalog that has an essay about you, and then we're also bringing in people to talk to you about your work so that you're getting support and mentorship at the same time that you are being encouraged to do what you do best.
Information about how to apply for a Jerome Foundation Fellowship for Emerging Artists can be found at KUMD.org. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with music by Willie Murphy. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.